Farmers are protesting outside the offices of the European Commission in Dublin this morning. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox joins us now from there. Angus, what's all this about?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, I'm at the European Commission office here on Mount Street in Dublin, where farmers have started to gather for an official protest starting at 9:30. And there's a bus en route from the farm centre in Bluebell with more farmers. The reason for the 9:30 start is to coincide with similar protests taking place at EU offices in Brussels and elsewhere in the European Union. And this morning's demonstrations, described as a flash action, they are over the EU's Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP. CAP is the EU's main instrument for supporting farmers across member states, providing funding for food production, protecting the environment and supporting rural communities. And the current CAP agreement expires in 2027, with negotiations underway to agree a new funding deal. But amid that, there's a reported proposal from the European Commission to amalgamate the Common Agricultural Policy into a single fund approach to the EU budget, essentially meaning it will be part of a bigger fund, not an agriculture-specific one. Proponents say this would streamline access to funds, allow for a fairer distribution of support to farmers. However, the idea has provoked concern in the agricultural sector, and hence these demonstrations this morning. So let's hear a bit more about those farmer concerns. I'm joined by Alice Doyle, Deputy President of the Irish Farmers Association, whose members, along with representatives of cooperatives, are demonstrating here. Thanks for joining us, Alice. Why did you feel the need to come out here this morning and take this action?
Good morning, Angus. Well, the first reason, as you said, we're here is because we're part of this pan-European flash action against the proposed changes to the EU budget and the subsequent consequences that will have on the CAP budget. What do we want? Look, first, we need the CAP budget to be ring-fenced. It has always been ring-fenced, and we want that maintained. There is a serious threat now that that ring fence will be removed and that it will be made part of the of a common budget. This is really important to us because it's been there since the Treaty of Rome that agriculture, food production, has to be a priority. Food security is a priority. That was maintained through this CAP budget that was always ring-fenced. And now, as I said, there is a threat to that being removed, and we want that maintained at all costs, because we produce the best food in very environmental friendly conditions and to a high standard. So we need to ensure food security.
And if it's not ring-fenced, then your major concern is then down the line there's nothing to stop that money being reallocated away from agriculture elsewhere.
That is the biggest problem, because it has been pilfered, you know, funds have been pilfered in the past, and we are very much afraid that if that is made part of a common fund, that it could be used for any reason in any country, because the countries will have permission to do that. And we are very concerned about that, that food, money that is there for food security and for food production must be ring-fenced for that purpose and that purpose only. And we already know that CAP has been reduced over the years because of inflation. It has also been reduced, I suppose, because we have seen that it has been used for environmental purposes. Now, we've no issue with using money for environmental purposes, but it should come from a different fund. That money from, you know, should be there for food security and food production only for our farmers.
Is this action today possibly a little premature? CAP discussions, they're ongoing. There's nothing concrete to suggest these proposed changes will be implemented.
Not at all premature, let me assure you. We are very aware of the fact that these changes could happen. We have an office in Brussels which is there permanently with staff there who are very well informed and who are part of, you know, they're informed from DJ Agri. We know coming from the European Commission. We know from our MEPs who are constantly posting that these things are going to happen. We know from Ursula von der Leyen herself that she is talking about a single budget. And this is very, very threatening as far as we can see. And we must be in there on time. We must put the brakes on very early. There's no point in coming in, you know, to close the door when the horse has bolted. Now is the time to deal with it.
The stance the IFA is setting out here, it seems to be a little case of us against them, but the EU Agriculture Commission Commissioner Christoph Hansen, he's been quite vocal on the need to simplify supports for farmers. He's also been quite strong on protecting the agriculture budget. Do you not have faith in him and the EU institutions to do that?
Well, the Commissioner was over visiting us in January at our AGM, and we were very impressed by him. He stated very clearly that he supported the farmers, the production of food security, and that he would look after farmers very well. Unfortunately, the narrative seems to have changed. He's only a few months into his job, and he seems to be influenced by other quarters. And and his narrative is changing. And we also see that the president of the commission is very much influencing that. So we're very much afraid that he might capitulate here and give in and, you know, sell us out. And we always have to be aware of that.
Of course. I want to ask you about the role for the Irish government here. They promised to be strong in cap talks with Brussels. Is there anything in particular you want to see and hear from the Irish government on this issue now?
Look, we've been in constant contact with our government directly ourselves, and also right throughout the country. We've had a lobbying campaign going on with all our TDs. We're putting pressure on our government to make sure that we are supported, that they do not give in to the single budget, that they say, yes, we still have to have a cap budget. It has to be enhanced, if anything. It has to be increased to provide for our farmers, to support our farmers in the production of food. We are a very important industry in this country. Food security has to be a priority. And if our government can't recognise that, we have poor future.
OK, well, Alice Doyle, Deputy President of the Irish Farmers Association, thanks for joining us this morning as more farmers start to gather here outside the European Commission offices here in Dublin, and I understand elsewhere across Europe similar protests taking place. We'll see how they play out. But for the moment, it's back to you in studio, Audrey.
Angus, thank you very much indeed. Angus Cox reporting live there from Mount Street in Dublin. It's 8:51.